Welcome to Jake's Happy Nostalgia Show, a podcast where nostalgia comes alive. Together, Jake and his friends interview talents varying from actors, directors, writers, producers, composers, puppeteers, and so much more. Who will they be chatting with today? Find out in this Jake's Happy Nostalgia Show episode. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Jake's Happy Nostalgia Show, where nostalgia comes alive. I am one of your co-hosts, Chris Bixby, and with me today is our other co-host, Matthew Johnson, Wyatt McCullough, Matt Bingle, and his pal Marty. How are you guys?
Hi.
We're good.
Now, this is a little bit different because you're probably wondering, where's Jake? Well, Jake will be here. He is currently on his way home from a trip, so he will be here just a little bit late. But anyway, so today's guest, very happy to have. She is a singer and she is a songwriter, among many other things. You might know her from the Playhouse Disney/Disney Junior series Choo Choo Soul. And here she is, Genevieve Goings. How are you?
Hello. I'm great. Thanks for having me, guys.
Hey. Oh, yes. We are so happy to have you on.
I'm very excited to have you.
Yes. Yeah, so to start this off, we know who you are, but for those watching or listening who don't know who you are, can you tell a little bit about yourself?
Yes, I am a children's entertainer and producer and writer. I'm best known for my Disney Junior show, Choo Choo Soul, where I was on a cartoon train and I was the train conductor. All aboard the Choo Choo train.
Yes.
And so that it's been many years doing that. And I also now write and produce and sing other songs on the Disney Junior channel. So even while you guys were growing up, probably you wouldn't even have known that certain things were my voice too, like it's nap time now, time to wind down, stuff like that. And then moving on to the nursery rhymes and ready for preschool, which is everybody wash your hands. So kind of like the voice of your childhood, that's me.
Pretty much.
And even the Disney Junior theme song.
And here he is, the host Jake.
There he is, he's here.
Thank you for that,
Yes, there's Jake, our host, and I know you also, I know Wyatt just mentioned, of course, the Disney Junior theme song.
Yes, thank you for mentioning that.
Yes, anyway, hello, Jake. How are you doing?
Welcome, hi, Jake.
Hello. You're alive.
Glad you to join us.
It's his show. Love it.
So going back to the beginning, how did you get started as a singer and songwriter?
Well, I started actually going back to the beginning. My parents were both musicians. My dad, more so professionally, he toured internationally with a band called Santa Esmeralda and wrote and performed a bunch of songs. But I always had music in my life in that way. My mom is a singer too. But I grew up in the Bay Area and I started my career by singing rap hooks. So I was like singing under the alias Viva, and I've sung on a ton of hip hop records that my new fans probably should never hear until they're adults. through that, I got an audition for a video game voice. The video game is called Toe Jam and Earl 3 Mission to Earth. So there's some like cult following of Toe Jam and Earl old school video games that like know that. So I started on that and I had some lines that I sang. And when I sang them, the creator of the game was like, we should make a CD. My kid loves trains. What do you think? I was like, okay, let's do it. I didn't think it was going to lead me down the path it did, but here we are 15 years later.
Yeah.
Yes.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Matthew, why don't you ask the next question about, I think, what we're mostly here for.
Oh yeah.
We're here to talk about.
So how did Choo Choo Soul come about?
Yeah.
Well, we were working on that video game, Toe Jam and Earl, and the creator was like, we should do a CD about trains. My kid loves trains. But he himself was like, he didn't consider himself a songwriter. But he wrote all the songs for Choo Choo Soul in his head and he just would sing them into his phone. And the producer, Burke Treishman is his name, who was doing the music for Toe Jam and Earl. We all came together and just sort of like took Greg's ideas and made them into full songs. And a lot of those are what you know today, like Steam Train and Jump Jump and the ABC Gospel, which is the very popular one. And so through that, then we made a CD and we thought we were just going to sell them to schools. We thought that would be it. But he passed it around and Disney got a hold of it. And actually Disney Records passed on it first. But they sent it up to the channel and they're like, there might be something here you guys might like. So it's funny, they passed on it, but then they ended up obviously having to record it because people loved it. Yeah. And then Disney wanted to try it as 5 videos and the feedback was just so great that they kept making more.
Yeah, that's awesome. I probably around here, I still have like a couple like old tapes of like Playhouse Disney shows on it. I'm sure there's probably some like Choo Choo Soul on it.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Because my mom a long time ago recorded like a lot of like kids shows that I watched, so that Playhouse Disney was on all the time when I was a kid. So.
Definitely.
VHS tapes, kids. Yeah.
On the topic of Choo Choo Soul, what was it like working with DC for the first time?
Well, actually, I was in a band with DC already. We were touring together.
Oh, wow.
He was in my band. We would go like out in the town in San Francisco. We'd be out at clubs performing with a band. And then the creator, Greg Johnson, he had come to a show of my band. And he was like, how about that guy DC? Would he be willing to do some beatboxing on our kids' CD? I was like,
oh, and he was really good at it.
Oh yeah.
Not to mention like when we went to, when we sold the concept to Disney, I had to fly out and like, kind of like an audition. They took me to a preschool class and they had all these cameras in the back of the room and they were just like, all right, go. I was like, huh? Okay. Hey, kids. I did all of that. And then DC, all they did was like, look at a picture and they're like, oh yeah. I was like, wait, he doesn't have to do all that. But anyway, it was just a natural. He's a natural born performer, but also it takes a special person and personality to do like kids stuff. You know, it can't be everybody. Some people are just too wild for that, you know, like you can't trust what they're going to do.
Sure. And we had a couple of children's artists on in the past, like someone else who was also on Playhouse Disney, Dan Zanes. We had him on in the past.
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
we did. How's he doing?
We did.
He's good. Yeah, we had him on. We had his wife, Claudia, on as well. And the best stories to share. I absolutely love doing that interview.
Oh, that's so cool. Yeah, we came up at the same time. It was like the Playhouse Disney was, we had interstitials on at the same time and we got to do a tour together.
That's right.
So that brings up another thing. So I know Choo Choo Soul opened for Imagination Movers at one point. What was that like?
Oh my God. Yeah. So fun. Pretty much how you would imagine them to be. They really are like that. Just super fun. We opened for them on tour. We went to 56 cities. That is like some legit
that's insane.
I know, look at the puppies all that's a lot.
That is a lot.
But yeah, they were amazing. Just so sweet and kind and talented and give their all every show. It was really, really nice, and they were very generous with their fans too because we were like coming into their world. But yeah, we're still good friends. We text every now and then just to catch up. And through that, I met Wendy, who played Nina on the show.
We also had her on.
Oh, you did? Oh, good. Yes. Yeah. She became a good friend of mine. So her and her husband and my husband and I were all good friends now. So that's really cool.
Yeah. We've also had Warehouse Mouse on in the past. Yeah, Kevin Carlson.
Kevin Carlson.
He was awesome.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
And I'll edit this part out, but sometime I think in July, we'll be having Scott from Imagination Movers on.
Yes, for sure.
We will.
We're going to get all four of them, but we've got one. So.
Yeah, it's hard to schedule all four.
I know, but he's a great spokesperson. Please tell him I said hi.
We will.
Hopefully in the future we can have DC on.
I can hook it up. I got his info. He would love that.
That would be awesome. Amazing.
That'd be great.
Yes. Amazing. Yes. So, you know, overall, is there like a specific fun memory you can share from working on Choo Choo Soul?
Wow. There's so many. We did that for so long. You know, just working with the kids was really great. And watching a really young child walk into a set and be like, where's the train? Like, oh, just like imagine that the train is here. And actually, in the Jump amazing. Jump video, there was a little girl and she was like, and then I was like, we're gonna jump, like pretend there's a kangaroo right here. She's all, if there's real kangaroos, I'll do it. Like, the funniest, most random stuff working with kids. This one little boy, when we were filming the Disney favorites ones, he was just sitting, like, he did this great little moment and he was dancing, and then he was like, oh, and I'm like, what's wrong? He's like, I wish I brought my fake eyeball.
Darn it, left it at home next to
you. You know what I mean? It's like, don't you? Yeah, don't you hate when you forget your fake eyeball? Just like really ruins your day.
Oh man, that's
but just like random stuff like that, and then touring, you know, and kids saying things like, "Wow, you're bigger than I thought." Like one kid was like, "You're bigger than the TV." I said, "I know, tall, huh?" And he was like, he went like this, like wide.
Oh my goodness.
I was like, well, all babies are very honest, but so fun. They are. Like, kids just come to the shows and they just dance, give it their all. It's just been amazing. Like, and now to grow up with fans, like I just have, I have original fans that are, you know, graduating from high school or already in college. Like, it's crazy.
Jake, for example, he graduated not too long ago.
High school.
Yeah.
A couple weeks ago, actually.
Congratulations.
And the other four of us, we graduated a couple years ago. So
we graduated high school.
When the pandemic started, I graduated.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
2020.
Let's see. Matt and Chris were 18. Yeah, I graduated in like July.
Wow.
2020.
That was so weird. Like, I can't believe we made it through that. Congratulations, everyone. Yeah.
The hardest thing I've ever had to go through.
Right?
I can't for everybody, I think.
Doing that with high school. Yeah. Though. That's I know. Crazy.
Yeah. How long does it take for you?
Dang.
Yeah. Yeah. So Matt, why don't you ask the next question?
Go ahead, human. All right.
It never gets old.
Nope. Do you have a favorite Choo Choo Soul song that you've done?
Ooh, that's a good one. I'd have to probably say, that's so hard. Probably the ABC song.
Yay!
I love that one.
I just love it. And it's funny, like little things, like that was also recorded before autotune. So sometimes I hear it and I'm like, ugh! But it's just so, it's so just, I don't know. There's just that little magic to it. I think it's part of like, what we were so like, we were just in the Bay Area, Berkeley, California, recording this song, recording this project that we didn't make it to be on TV. And I feel like there's like, sometimes there's when something sounds too intentional, I don't know if that makes sense, where it's like, hey kids, we're on TV. Like we just
And it's
just like this totally music that was just like cool. Like I sang it in the way I wanted to hear it. And that one just reminds me, like, I don't know. It doesn't feel like, even though it's the ABCs, it doesn't feel like I'm like singing down to anybody. It's just like.
And it's not just like any TV. It's Disney.
Right?
The biggest company ever.
Yeah.
Huge.
It's so crazy. It's such a blessing to have been with that company. And I've gone on to work with in other areas of the company. There's Disney Publishing, where they opened schools in China that teach English as a second language. I started writing for them musical curriculum. So they would give me their lessons and the words that kids were learning in English. And then I would need to write a song that sounded like whatever Disney property was happening at the time. So maybe a song would need to sound like Lion King or sound like Aladdin or sound like
The Little Mermaid.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that was like a really awesome project that was like songwriter college, felt like. And then I also worked with Disney Princess doing a voiceover on their website, reading stories, and also Radio Disney. I had a radio show. So I kind of moved all over the country.
Oh, yeah, it's Radio Disney.
I definitely listened to Radio Disney back in the day.
Same here. I miss Radio Disney.
Me too.
We all do.
I miss it like crazy.
Me too.
So now we talked a little bit about this earlier, Now, of course, later on, you covered a lot of the the popular Disney songs. Do you have a favorite one that you covered?
Ooh, that's a good question. Probably Under the Sea, actually.
Oh, yeah.
That one was really fun, especially since I got to be a full-on mermaid in the video. That's crazy.
Yes.
And I really like your When You Wish. I really like that rendition.
I like that, too. That's really sweet.
I remember listening to you so much of the Disney Junior when the magic begins so many times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Early gen of
Disney Channel. My gosh. Seriously. It's like I can't even fathom how many times that played or how many human ears heard it. Like, it's wild.
Still probably does to this day. I mean, I don't have Disney Junior, but I'm sure it probably still plays.
I do.
That'd be crazy.
I do. There's actually they've changed their theme song now, but there's a Halloween song that I did. It was called Boo for You Halloween. Boo for You Halloween. It's the best night of the fall. Let's get dressed up. It was like a really short little I don't want to say nothing song. They're all amazing. But that little song plays so much. Spotify, everything. Like, it ups my Spotify numbers by 100,000, I think, for October.
Wow.
It's so funny. I'm like, crazy. People like that song. Crazy. I guess it just made it onto the right playlist or whatever. But
I know you also did the songs with the CGI Disney characters, the ones that they'd have in between shows were I like the Let's Take a Bath one that you did.
That was really nice. And actually the art for that was really pretty.
Yeah.
I remember that. I like those too. That was super fun. Yeah. The nap time and the how to set the table and
that's the one I remember. That's the one I remember the most.
Nostalgia podcast.
Set the table.
Yes.
Yep. Come on now. Right, gather around. It's time to set the table.
Oh my gosh.
now I have a 2-year-old, so I'm like, I gotta pull out all my old stuff and try. Of course he doesn't want to hear it. He's like, Elmo? Mickey? Mommy, no, okay.
No,
SpongeBob. Oh my SpongeBob, God. Right now. He's all about SpongeBob right now. Mm. I don't blame him.
That's awesome. So Matthew, why don't you ask the next question?
So, are there any fun memories from doing tours with Choo Choo Soul?
Oh yes, gosh. Laughing and having fun. Sound checks. Ahead of time. One time DC came out at soundcheck and he put my vest around his front. It doesn't obviously close around his body, and my hat, and he had his microphone, and for somehow he got the lighting people to do the lighting for Blue Zoo Train, and he came out and he was just like, when the sun goes down behind the hill. And he was like wearing my outfit. It was so funny. We were cracking up. But we just have fun. You know what? Being on tour, just seeing the kids looking up from the stage, and they're just so ready to party and just so pure. And they don't have the embarrassment factor that we grow into as we get older. You know, they're just there for it. And it's just so fun. And then getting to meet families after and just staying in touch. We would do a meet and greet. I don't know how that would work now with COVID if we decided to go back and do shows.
Yeah.
I think it could be possible. I know the Disney parts of
Disney parts have allowed now to hugging.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah, they brought that back.
Before, hugging is such a big part. Off,
Look at the characters and take pictures of them from a distance.
I'm actually going to Disneyland for the first time with Kamari, my son, next week.
Nice.
Oh,
that's awesome.
But you're definitely right, because we're also fans of the Wiggles, and I've gone to see them so many times, and I've met them quite a few times as well.
Really?
So meet and greets are always, you know.
They were also on Playhouse Disney, also.
Of course.
You know, they sold more records than the Beatles.
It doesn't surprise me.
It wouldn't surprise me. They were huge over there.
Yeah.
They were huge over there. And I heard they're planning on touring again, because they haven't in a couple years because of COVID. So,
right.
Planning on coming back.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So, wow. do, Do you have a favorite touring location?
Wow. For me, I prefer theme parks. I just love being at theme parks because they're the staff, everything is all planned out and they just know it's built-in crowd and people are just there to party. And so I really like Sesame Place in Langhorne, Pennsylvania.
We're a couple hours out from that.
Oh, darn. Like we just did a show there. May 19th. Yeah. Which is crazy that we even came back and did a show, but that I blame TikTok for that because we like opened the door, we're like, hello. Now. And everybody was like, oh my gosh, it was great. But, pretty much East Coast is who books us more. And they always have, even though awesome. All the way in California, it would be like New York, New Jersey, that area. So anywhere out there.
I'm in the smack dab middle of the US.
So. Oh, where?
Arkansas.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Did I do a show in Arkansas? I don't know if I feel like I did though. Anyways, I don't know the Imagination Movers to schedule.
Yeah, I'm in Massachusetts. So hopefully, you know, one day I'll get to see a show.
Yes.
And Jakey and I are in Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Nice. I did B&O Railroad Museum a few
times. Ah.
Oh, wow.
I heard that's wonderful out there.
Yeah, it's so sweet. So nice.
Yeah.
Awesome. So Jake, why don't you take this next one?
Yay.
Yep. Yeah. So how does it feel that Choo Choo Soul songs are still being streamed to this day?
Wow. Incredible. I always knew it was special, but I never comprehended like how many people it touched. Which again, to mention TikTok again, that really showed me like, whoa, oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. It makes me feel very proud too, because there's still nothing that like takes its place, so to speak. It's very original for its time. And again, because we made it as just ourselves, it's very genuine kind of sounding rather than, you know, it's one thing to hire people that actually make that kind of music naturally versus like it's Mickey Mouse with a backwards hat. What's up, everybody? You know, it's like all forced.
Wasn't there like an album with that? I think it was in the early 90s. So, yeah. Hold on.
Oh gosh.
Yeah, I know.
I think, what was it called?
I think so. I don't.
I cannot.
I wasn't around to co-sign to co-sign that.
And neither were we. It's fine.
Yeah.
So, now, what would you say is like the most challenging part about being a singer songwriter?
The most challenging part is probably getting out of your own way and finally calling something done. It's twofold. Mm-hmm. Some people don't pick it apart enough and they're just like, that's good. I'm going to put it out. and they don't try to add enough variations. But then the other side is just remembering that, especially for kids, how like they just want to succeed right away. So making it too complicated is, you know, that's not good either. You want them to be able to sing along right away. Mm-hmm. So it's just finding that balance is probably the challenging part of songwriting. Mm-hmm. And just, you know, remembering your listener, like as a writer, you want to get all poetic or you're like, this is a song about my struggles. You're like, no one wants to hear that right now. We just want to be happy and dance and have fun, you know?
Yeah.
So taking yourself out of it, which is hard because when it's your art, you know, you want it to be perfect, but just finding the balance would be the hard part for me.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. So Marty, you haven't asked a question.
No, I have not.
How about you take this next one?
Okay. We kind of touched up on this earlier, but what was it like recording songs for Disney Junior?
Oh, amazing. Now, my whole experience shifted because I used to go in to a studio for them and I would sing the songs there, which was really fun. But I would kind of be a little bit more reserved. I didn't offer a lot of like ideas. I was just kind of like, okay, I'm hired here to just sing a song. But now my career has grown to where I'm writing the songs, I'm producing the music, everything. So I record the song sometimes just right here in my own studio, or I'll go to a bigger studio to give it a bigger sound. But it's changed now because it's like, I don't even have them here. I'm doing versions and I'm emailing it to them and they'll give me their notes back. And then I'll fix it up and send it back again. So it's much different now. But it's always been great. It takes a special person to like work for Disney, and it's always been great people that I've worked with there.
Definitely.
Oh yeah,
indeed.
Definitely. Go ahead.
I want to bring up something. So speaking of, you know, songs and everything. So it was during holidays of Christmas of last year. Your EP, Very Merry, it's such an amazing EP.
Very good.
The songs in there is amazing. Well, that came about.
Thank you so much. So I signed with a new label called 8 Pound Gorilla. And we were talking about just, you know, songs that could come back around every year. And I always wanted to do a holiday project, and it was just perfect. It was perfect timing to do that with them. And I knew the idea for the Crazy for Christmas Lady, which is the single off of that. It's so fun. I was just thinking basically like we all kind of know that one person that goes over the top for Christmas. And so I just wanted to like go there and just be silly and have fun, but still give it that like Motown vibe. Sound wise, kind of have like a rhythm and soul sound. And I actually used like some gospel samples. I put them into my sampler and I just hit those as the chord. So it's like, ooh, 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 and that's like the actual music. It's really cool. I love that track. And then my dad played bass on it. And super fun. And then I was just like, after that, I was saying, I want to make songs, like, what's a song topic that no one else has done for Christmas? Like, there has to be something. And so that's when I came up with Christmas in Space, which is a super weird song, but it's artistically just, I love it. Christmas in Space just kind of came to me. I like that. It all just was like, that came out in like one day. And then the Santa's Elves song was actually a pitch for a Disney Channel thing. Sometimes they'll send something out and say, hey, we're looking for a song. There's a new tagline called Jump Into Wow for the new Spidey series. So a lot of different people will submit their ideas. And the idea I submitted was really great and had this great music. They didn't end up picking it. So I was like, I got to do something with this song. It's really good. And so that's how that song came to be. And then I thought it would just be cute to do like an R&B love song to a snowman. And so that's how Mr. Snowman came to be.
That's amazing. Speaking of crazy for Christmas Lady.
Yes.
The music video of it, the intro. Oh. Was, that intro of it. He was like, I don't worry about it.
That's so sweet. Oh my gosh. That was funny too. He totally just like.
Yeah.
Just ad-libbed that part because my son was like, I love how we made my house look like it was like it goes down. Like it looked like that.
Worry about what happened there.
I love how it really looked like that. I was going down into my basement right there. I was like, bye. Yeah. That whole location was amazing. It's called the Almost Christmas Prop Shop in North Hollywood.
That's awesome.
So good. Ooh. So good.
Amazing. So I think I probably know the answer to this, but if the Choo Choo Soul series were to come back, of course, would you do it again if it were to?
Yes, I would. Although I think that I would pitch some sort of idea where maybe there was a new Jen in DC and maybe they're younger and we were somehow, you know, like the home base kind of thing. Although we still have it, like we still have the magic and all that.
Right.
I just want to put it out there to all the powers that be that I am aware of everything and I don't have to be the star, but I certainly need to be a producer, but, and I'm available to be the star. Yes, I would. Yeah. I would totally do it, but it doesn't have to be me. Oh yeah, DC would do it in a heartbeat. In a hop, skip, in a handstand.
Yes.
He can still handstand. I'd be like, you better hurry up, you guys, while we can still handstand and dance.
Oh my gosh.
That's incredible.
So we talked a lot about, you know, Choo Choo Soul, and so can you share anything else you're working on now, of course, other than the Disney Junior?
Yes. Stuff? So I am releasing a back to school song in August.
Nice.
Yeah. Nice. I'm just gonna do a single this time. And then I'm doing coaching. I'm coaching youth and adults on how to record themselves in their home studio. So
yeah, I've seen a couple.
That's super fun. And I'm going to do some group courses. I think over the summer, if I'm not too late, I'm going to do some group classes, but otherwise moving into the fall and stuff, I'll do group classes that are a little bit more affordable, and maybe even for people who are nervous a little bit, maybe it's better to be in a group than just like all on them. But I'm super easy to work with. I also help teach how to sing and position yourself and practice harmonies, or for voiceovers, try different characters and things like that. And like podcasts, I'm sure each one of you had to decide and learn how were you going to do your setup? What's the best? How are you going to edit it? Like, who edits it after?
Chris.
Chris.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep. Cool. What do you edit with?
I use a program called VideoPad.
Okay. Nice.
Yes.
So you take the whole Zoom video and chop it up like that.
Cut it out.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Parts. Cut out parts.
Cut out the ums and the
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically.
But that's a lot. Like a lot of people now. We're all content creators. We know what goes into it, but a lot of people don't. And I think it's interesting.
A lot of people think it's just this like simple thing, but it's
it comes with
some complexity.
It can be difficult.
Yeah. It is, but it's a very in-demand skill. Yeah. So you can learn that, that's why like my creative, it's called Creative Camp, what I'm doing, but I'm going to be doing one that is all about content creation. I have a list and it'll be like a 3-week course and kids will pick three sections. Let's say one of them is a YouTube video. One of them is a podcast episode or teaser, and then to actually go through the process of editing it and learning, you know, how to do all that. So beyond just the narcissism of like why we all want to content create, like, hey everybody, I'm cool, like me. but beyond that, like, it can become a job.
Money off of content creation,
absolutely. You know, you could be hired by, you know, Apple to create short videos, and you're on salary with 401k. This doesn't matter to you guys right now, but it will. And you know what I mean? Like a nice base salary. Like it's a real thing. Some people, mostly adults and older generation, will be like, content creator, that's not a real thing. It's like, no, it is. And it pays. So I think
it can pay a lot.
Absolutely.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, your new single, I can't wait for that to come out. And you said August, right?
That's my
birthday month.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. When's your birthday?
27th. I'll be 22.
Oh, nice. Oh my gosh. My friend's birthday is the 20. No, my best friend is the 28th. And then my other good friend is the 29th. So, and now you, my friend, are the 27th.
Mine and Jakey's. Awesome. Jakey's and mine are coming up. Jakey's is the 26th. And mine is next month. Mine is the 16th of July.
Yes!
That's 12 days.
That's amazing. My birthday is Sunday. So the
19th. Oh, wow.
Same as for me. Same as for me.
Oh, wow.
That's crazy.
On a Sunday.
So, yeah, let's get this clear. His is on a Sunday.
What's weird? Like, our birthdays will always be on the same day of the week, like, forever, which is crazy.
Yeah.
And mine and Chris are on the
same as each other. It rotates.
Ours are both on a Saturday.
Oh, see? Yeah. I think it goes on forever like that.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's good. I'm happy that it's on a Saturday.
Information.
Yeah, me too.
This is fun, guys. Thank you so much.
So, Jake, why don't you ask the next question?
Yeah. So, do you have any advice for someone who wants to get into songwriting and being a singer?
Yes, that's such a good question. Well, the number one thing is to be set up to record yourself. I'm not selling myself at all right now, but honestly, like, you can do that by just getting a USB mic. You can find some of them for like $40 on Amazon. I do have a Amazon shop where I have like a whole bunch of stuff that I recommend to get started, but you can get that from my link tree on my Instagram, but you can just go search around. Here's my number one advice. Start now. right now, like no excuses, you know? So there's some free programs that you can use to record.
Audacity.
That's what I was going to suggest.
Yeah.
Audacity.
All of us use
Audacity a lot.
Yeah, that's what I use to edit the audio only.
Yeah, so version. Perfect. And it's so great. You download it for free. It's pretty straightforward. Yep. And once
pretty
you
easy
learn,
to use.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Once,
oh, yeah.
Once pretty you easy. Learn like the way that it works, a lot of the bigger, you know, Logic, Pro Tools, Cubase, yeah. Nuendo, it's similar. It's a linear program. You have your inputs, like it's all kind of the same. So I would suggest doing that. And then another great idea is if just to ask around or ask yourself, do you know anyone else who's a songwriter or a musician? Maybe your friend plays guitar and like maybe you could just get together once every couple weeks and just like jam and see if you come up with something. It's really great to you know what I mean?
Good
to just
idea.
Like combine with other people and that's really how stuff really starts. But if you're just working on stuff yourself, I would say start singing into your phone in your voice memos. Pick songs that you like that feel like it would be the type of music that you would write, whether it's you're writing for yourself or whether you're writing for other people. Just like figure out your styles and try to like analyze that song, the chorus, the verse, the pre-chorus, again, like just getting those sections
then.
Down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and just like do it. And you'll see if you play it for somebody and they can start singing along right away, you're onto something.
Mm-hmm. So what would you have to say to the fans who have watched you and have grown up with you?
I love you. I love you so much. That's what I would want to say. I can't believe it. I can't believe I've just been so lucky to just continue this and sharing.
And what you love to do.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. And it's so great. I'm extremely honored and I don't take it for granted. Like I really try, you know, I'm an adult. I have an adult sense of humor and this, that, and the other, but I do try to maintain something I can be proud of, like out there in social media and in the world. And I do take it very seriously that kids, you know, look up to me, even though most
some
of them
people
are
don't
grown
do that.
Now.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know. I know it's a shame to watch too when you're just.
And I'm glad you know people nowadays you know still talking about you. You know
that is oh, so crazy. It feels like I'm a throwback already. Like I'm a classic.
Especially how much followers you have on TikTok. You know?
I know that happened. Like that's crazy.
Yeah.
Wild.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if people want to contact you, where can people find you?
Well, you can find me. I'm pretty active. Not always like right away, but I do check my inboxes. Facebook, I know it's like, it seemed like Facebook is like an older, like, you know, social media site,
I can understand.
But a lot of parents are there. And like for my fan base, that was always my biggest social media platform, maybe like 175,000 or something like that.
Oh wow.
TikTok now is like 600,000. So I was like, whoa. Which I need to nurture that more. I will. But basically you can just reach out, you know, Instagram, you could send a message, Facebook, you could send a message. Or on my website. But yeah, I'm pretty easy to find in that way. I will eventually check my messages. And then on my Linktree, if you're interested in booking a session with me, you can do that also through clicking that link.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yes.
And everything will be in the description down below so people can.
Everything will be in the description for
Yay!
Those watching the video.
Yay. Mm-hmm.
So what comes to mind? What do you think of when you think of nostalgia? Like what's nostalgic to you?
Oh, to me?
Yeah.
Mr. Rogers.
Yes.
Yeah. And still Sesame Street. I mean, Sesame Street has been around forever. Grover. It's crazy now. My son loves Grover and Grover. That was my favorite, which is
Grover's
so cute.
Awesome.
It's like so natural that he picked him on his own. What else? Romper Room was like coming to an end when I came up, but also like the cartoons. Oh my gosh, He-Man and She-Ra. So I'm much older than you guys, but that's my.
Well, we still heard of He-Man and She-Ra.
Yeah, of course.
They're very popular cartoons. So
yeah, exactly. So that What else was I into? My goodness, nostalgia. Oh my gosh. Okay. Tom Cruise's first movie was called Legend. Have you ever heard of it? It's
no.
It's like a total fantasy. Really.
I might have heard of it. I don't think I've ever seen it.
Yeah. But anyway, I watched that over and over on the VHS tape, like rewinding it. It was just crazy. That for me is
VHS tape.
Simpler time.
VHS tape.
Before streaming was a thing.
Yeah. Exactly. Oh my gosh. Yeah. So.
Mm-hmm.
That's my nostalgia, of course.
Yes, and of course for us, of course, watching Choo Choo Soul and all the other wonderful shows on Playhouse Disney
are very nostalgic.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Love, love, love.
Well, Genevieve, thank you so much. This has been a blast.
Thank you so much, Genevieve, for you coming on. I hope you can be a part of the show again. Keep up the
great with DC. Oh, yeah.
We're doing this when I'm not in the car.
Next time. Okay, hopefully. So we'll get you into DC. He would love that. And keep me posted. And what is up with this orange? Awesome. With you're this orange it. Guy? Does he have anything coming up? What's going on?
Marty, I don't know.
Yes, I think.
I don't know what we got. We got some stuff.
More live streams.
We stream on Instagram all the time, and we're mostly over there. We got some fun stuff coming. A lot of fun projects this summer.
Nice. Maybe we can do a little cameo together.
That
would be everything.
A little, maybe that'd like a story or a song or something. Do you have a green screen?
Yeah.
We're hoping to get one soon. But that's in the works.
Yes. Okay.
I would be down for that. That'd be awesome.
That'd be great.
Really,
like a little collab. That would be amazing.
Yeah. That'd be awesome.
Thank you so much. That'd be amazing.
Yes.
We'll definitely be in touch about that.
Yes.
Thank you so much for being part of our childhoods, Genevieve.
Thank you so much for having me, and let's all stay in touch. And
For sure. And to all of our viewers and listeners, thank you for tuning in to another fantastic episode of Jake's Happy Nostalgia Show, the podcast where nostalgia comes alive. I've absolutely enjoyed our time with Genevieve.
You are worth it.
And stay nostalgic, and we'll see you all next time. Bye, everyone.
You're worth it, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Take care.
Bye. See you next time on another episode of Jake's Happy Nostalgia Show, where nostalgia comes alive. Be sure to follow us on social media and stream us wherever you find your favorite podcasts. And as always, remember that you are worth it and to always stay nostalgic. Bye-bye.